Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Those guys are going to be here a week from tomorrow, the 18th of January, Old Dominion. And if you need some tickets, how about this? 7:15 this morning, Styles and Roman. We got you $1,000. That can buy some pretty sweet front row tickets to go see Old Dominion.
Absolutely. But binge watching has definitely become a thing, especially with Netflix. Netflix makes it very, very easy to binge watch. You have a couple shows that you watch. Right.
Netflix is great for binge watching because they eliminate the intro. There's a button on there that says, skip intro. So right away you hit that. But yeah, two New Year's Eves ago, we were partying with a couple and they're like, hey, are you guys watching Stranger Things? And I was like, no, what's that? And they're like, it's this new show on, Netflix. It's great. There's like two seasons in. You guys should watch it. So we're like, all right. So we went on New Year's Day and we binge watched Stranger Things 13 episodes in a row, my wife and I. And I got to tell you, the only time we got off of the couch was to get the pizza at the pizza delivery guy at the door.
To go to the bathroom, too.
Nope. Had a bottle right next to the couch. No, I'm joking. Of course, to go to the bathroom. But then this year, someone was like, hey, man, these narco shows are just crazy. And I was like, yeah, that's something that's really interesting to me, the drug cartel and everything that's going down in Mexico. So I was like, I really want to watch you. So on New Year's Day, again, Netflixed it up, binge watched all day long. We watched a whole season of Narcos. Wow. The whole season done in one sitting, 12 hours in a row. Once you just start watching them, though, you get addicted. Like, you want to go to the next one.
Yeah.
You skip intro right to the next one. Boom.
So
right to the next one.
I think I'm the only one on this planet that does not have Netflix. Okay? So I just chill. I don't Netflix and chill. I just chill.
Yeah. You just skip. Eliminate the whole Netflix
aspect of it. So I don't binge watch. I have a couple shows that I don't watch much TV, but I do love This Is Us, which is still on hiatus, and then Chicago PD, which was last night. I have not watched it yet, though.
Oh, my God. I can't believe Voight dies.
Stop. So I only watch those two shows. But I will tell you, okay? I binge watched for the first time in my entire life over the weekend because growing up here in Chicago as a songwriter as well, I loved R. Kelly's music. Okay, so there was that Surviving R. Kelly on Lifetime, and it's six parts. And after the first part, I was like, I gotta watch number two. I gotta watch number three. For the first time in my life, I had to binge watch something, and now I understand why you want to see more, right?
You know how hard it was for me not to crack the joke when you said number two?
Yeah, but thank you for being over the age of 12. So anyways, what do you binge watch? What are the shows that you binge watch? 312-946-4995. A lot of them are out there, and a lot of them I've never heard of.
I still can't believe you don't have Netflix either. Yeah,
no,
312-946-4995. What is the show? Call us up. Talk to us. What are you binge watching? So Chicago definitely loves its TV, especially Netflix, because phone calls like crazy right now. 312-946-4995, Styles and Roman. We're talking about shows that you binge watch, like my wife and I, Connie, Stranger Things, like Narcos recently. Once you get into these shows, you just can't put it down. If you got a few extra hours, gosh, you just skip that intro, you go right into the next show.
And I'm being made fun of because apparently I'm the only person in the world that doesn't have Netflix, so... I guess
I'll give you my password. You can borrow my password.
Well, I will say, full disclosure, I'm hoping I don't get arrested for this, is that we use my sister's password for my son during the day if he wants to watch like something, but yeah, I don't own it. 312-946-4995. Good morning, Brittany from Frankfurt. What do you binge watch?
Friends.
So, okay, I'm assuming you've probably seen every episode by now, right?
Probably every episode times six then again.
You should become best friends with my wife, Connie. She watches about three episodes every night before she goes to bed.
Yes, it's on, I think, PBS or Nick at Night.
Yep, Nick at Night.
Yes.
All right, so real talk. In real life, with Jennifer Aniston, a.k.a. Rachel Green, would she ever be with a guy like Ross?
No, actually, I think Ross is one of the worst characters on that show.
We were on a break!
He's so, whiny, and, he complains, and
Actually, Brittany, surprise, surprise, David Schwimmer is live in the studio with us this morning. David!
Oh, Hey, Ross.
She was sitting simple
as can be. Yesterday, we told you live on US 99 when it came out that Florida Georgia Line, they're going to be touring this summer. Excited for that one. They're coming to town with the guys from Dan and Shay. So if you need some tickets when they go on sale, how about $1,000 for you coming up in 10 minutes?
Cannot wait for that show. But right now, 312-946-4995. We're talking about shows that you binge watch. For you, it was Stranger Things.
Yeah, the Narcos serials. I got to tell you, man, if you're looking for a show, Stranger Things, that show. Gosh.
Well, I'll say
incredible
this.
Show.
I think the greatest TV show of all time, in my humble opinion, the greatest TV show of all time is This Is Us. And I feel like if you're not watching that show, it is time to binge watch that show, like right now, like today.
It's, yeah, I still, I'm a couple episodes behind. I know the season is over. Does it start up again anytime soon?
I think Tuesday it comes
back.
Oh,
really? So next week.
All right.
So I got to watch the shows by this weekend.
It's season number 3. You still got time to catch up, and I'll be too far behind. I just cannot recommend that show enough. It's good for the
very
soul.
Very similar to the shows This Is Us and the Narcos series. Very similar.
Yeah. 312-946-4995. Good morning, Mariah from La Porte. What show do you binge watch?
That would be The Office.
The Office! Did you know, according to sources, that The Office is the most streamed TV show on Netflix?
I would definitely believe that.
Why did that show die? Like, why did it end? I thought it was, like, really popular.
Right. I mean, there's always rumors that they're gonna, you know, make another one or, you know, an updated one, but...
I mean, the thing about it is Steve Carell is such a huge star that I can't imagine he'd go back to a TV show,
But there are so many other big celebrities on The Office as well.
Yeah, that's true.
There was that one guy, and other girl is really big now.
The dude and
that one guy. Wow.
Hey, do you want to hate us?
Why?
We've never seen The Office ever.
Oh my god.
Are you still gonna listen to us?
Yeah, you just have to have the humor for it. Some people get it, some people don't.
Where are the turtles? Where are the turtles?
Come on, guys, get out of here.
Where are the turtles?
You need to do something about your coffee breath.
You need to do something about your...
Shut up.
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here. Met a man.
Cash wins as well. How about $1,000 coming your way, Styles and Roman? We are hooking you up in one song right here on US 99.
But 312-946-4995. We're still talking about shows that you binge watch. And a Penny from the South Side, what is it for you?
All right, don't laugh at me, but it's Downton Abbey.
What is the show called?
Downton Abbey.
And for the longest time, I thought it was called Downtown Abbey, but it's not. It's Downton Abbey, right?
Downton Abbey, correct.
What is that?
You know, it's like this whole family show and all the drama around the family, and they're wealthy, but then they lose money and blah, blah, blah.
But isn't it based back in like the early 1900s?
Something like that. I mean, a little further than that. But yeah, it's so elegant and the accents and the, you know, being so proper and all that other stuff. I love it.
So you said the characters have an accent. Give us a little sample.
Okay. Well, you know, it's jolly good fun listening to whatever. I can't think of exactly how it goes, but...
That's really good.
Yeah. Like a rainbow. So we had The Office, we had Friends, just two of the shows that, people just binge watch like crazy. Good morning. It's US 99, 724 with Styles and Roman.
Yeah, so let's just keep it moving right now. We have on the phone Tiffany from Naperville. What show do you binge watch?
The Man in the High Castle.
Got all these TV shows that we've never heard of before. What is The Man in the High Castle? Is that like Snoop Dogg or like Willie Nelson in a castle?
Different kind of high.
Oh.
See, I can't watch that because I'm afraid of heights.
But I'm No.
I don't know if we're going to get in trouble for doing this, but hey, come on now. Don't tell our bosses, all right? If you missed out on the code word at 7:15, all you got to do is text the word STUFF right now, STUFF, to 72881 for $1,000. Then you can afford a membership to Netflix.
Which, by the way, I'm still the only person in Chicago who does not have an account with Netflix. So
I'll give you my password. Don't worry about it.
I don't Netflix and chill. I just chill. Good morning, Taylor. What kind of stuff do you binge watch?
I binge watch Grey's Anatomy. I've probably seen the entire 13 seasons, maybe 12 times, actually.
Is that show even still on TV right now?
Yeah.
Were you more of a McDreamy or a McSteamy girl?
McSteamy, totally. I thought McSteamy was so overrated.
Oh, me too. So overrated.
So the funny thing is, though, you've seen every episode, not once, but 12 times.
Yeah, it's my go-to on Netflix.
Why do you feel the need to keep on watching them when you've already seen them?
I don't know. It's just like a good mystery of just like, ooh, the drama of figuring things out.
But isn't the mystery over when you know what happened?
Kind of, but I mean, my best friend's a nurse, so she loves to watch it with me and point out everything that's wrong with it.
Girls' night, Grey's Anatomy.
Always, over wine and everything. Have a good cry.
To them, it's still Sears Tower, Rosemont Horizon, and Comiskey Park.
Styles and Roman.
US 99.
So we're playing for $700. We're 4 minutes away. The questions are ready to roll. Roman's College of Country Knowledge.
Yeah, for $700. Yes, cannot wait to give out that money, hopefully. But one last time, people do binge watch.
Man, like crazy.
If you guys only listen to us as much as you binge watch, we'd be number one in the world, right?
It would be amazing.
Hi, good morning, Kristen from Manuka. What do you binge watch?
Hi, I binge watch The Ranch.
Now explain what that is.
It's like a sauce that you put like hot wings or salad.
No, the TV show.
No, it's a family and they live on a ranch, so they sell cows, and the show is a bunch of drama and it's hilarious, and if you guys like Ashton Kutcher, you will love the show.
You know, whatever happened to Ashton Kutcher Punk'd? That show was so good.
Yeah, you know what? I have no idea.
You know, whatever happened to Ashton Kutcher with the 70s show? That show was so good.
Yeah. I love that show. I actually binge-watched that show, too.
How about Ashton Kutcher on,
Two and a Half Men?
That's what I was trying to think. Yeah!
Sometimes you got...
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.